All right, Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline here in St. Petersburg for day two of the Tuesday afternoon practice for the West squad. Now, they're not in full pads, but we're going to watch some wide receiver DB one-on-ones. Tony, take it away.
Travis Howard, you see right there against Kevin Davis of Iowa, another Big Ten matchup. Travis Howard, he's got good ball skills. He's smart. He's not very fast. You want to see him later on against a guy like Jasper Collins, who's got a bit of downfield speed. But you see him battle there to break up the pass. Over there, Robert Hawthorne of Illinois, another Big Ten cornerback, had a disappointing season. You look at him, he looks the point. He's got terrific size. He showed some ball skills. Had a disappointing senior season, as did many of the Illinois players. Here's a nice matchup. Tyrone Gore of Eastern Kentucky, big, tall, lanky receiver. You see him use his hands well to get separation, come back to the ball out of his break, and make the catch.
That's against Nigel Malone of Kansas State. I should also note that Seth Doge from Texas Tech, a quarterback. We saw Alex Carter from Central Michigan before. And a diving catch there.
Yeah, again, Buckner, nice Arizona. Again, you see him use his hands to battle to get separation. Come back to the ball. Here you go. Here's Jasper Collins, a small outfielder. Struggles getting off the line of scrimmage against the bigger defensive back. That's going to be his issue at the next level. He's a slot receiver, doesn't have great size, but he's fast and he's a return specialist. The scouts want to see him get off the jam at the line of scrimmage and try and get a clean release. He did not do it there.
A big week for him, considering that he was a Division III player. He's got to prove that he can handle guys at this competition level. All right, we move on here. Looks like we got
Iowa receiver. Keenan Davis against Hester.
And there's two UCLA receivers here, so that's our corners here, so Hester. But going on the other side now.
Michael Bumpus is probably, Mississippi State's probably not going to be drafted. Good for him to be invited to this game against Micah Hyde, who fits in the last day of the draft. Here we go with Hester of UCLA going up against Keenan Davis, the second time we watched Davis. These are two bigger guys. Neither of them are fast, neither of them are very quick. David's more of a possession receiver. You see, he struggles getting off the line. He really doesn't burst, but he's big and strong. And again, he uses his hands to get separation. You can battle with your hands, but you can't push off. If you push off, you're going to get caught for offensive pass interference. You got to like the way he makes that reception downfield looking to pass in.
A nice throw from Doge on the completion before, but that was nicely broken up by Micah Hyde, the Iowa cornerback, former teammate of Marvin McNutt.
And again, here we go with Howard.
Oh, on the right ass. Gord slips on the break. And Alex Carter of Western Michigan, not Central Michigan. Couldn't quite find him. Back to the Arizona receiver again against Terry Hawthorne.
One of the things when you look at the drills, you can see the difference in the arm strength here. I mean, Carter does not have a strong arm as opposed to Scott of Arizona, who can zip the outs. You see there, when Carter throws the ball, it takes a while to get the receiver. That allowed Hawthorne to make a break to the ball and make a play on the pass. So that's something else. You know, that ball's got to immediately get to the intended target, and if it doesn't, that's going to be a red flag for scouts.
Recognize the Golden Dome here. That's Zeke Mata, the safety, taking on Jasper Collins.
You like that double move. A good play by Collins all the way through. He got off the line quick, threw a double move on Mata, had Mata playing back on his heels. That makes the over-the-shoulder reception. Shows good concentration, looking the ball into his hands. He made that catch in contorted positions. That's a good play by Collins. Again, against a guy, Mata, who's more traditional strong safety.
He's got to get his head around there.
Absolutely, but he can't stay in and out of the breaks with Collins, which puts his back against him from the get-go.
Chad Bumpus with a nice move. Gets an completion from Doge. Now we see Matt Scott, a quarterback, the former backup to Nick Foles, and I think he may be the guy of the six quarterbacks here with the most upside. He's got a strong arm.
The strongest arm here. You want to see some accuracy. You want to see good pass placement. You don't want to see receivers waiting on the ball. A nice move by Davis, but he underthrows that pass. Scott's got to put that pass out in front of the receiver and let him run to the ball. He didn't do it for Davis there. And Davis is a slower, who is classified as a slower possession type guy.
That was Kansas safety Bradley McDougald in coverage. Scott back at quarterback.
Nice out. You see the receiver slipped on the break, but that's what scouts want to see. The ball immediately gets out there, and the receiver's not waiting on the ball. Struggled coming out of his route there. Here's Gord again against Kansas State. On the double move. Really doesn't show a burst. He's got to be that's the one thing with these games. You've got strange receivers catching passes from basically strange quarterbacks. So a lot of times the timing on these passes are off. That's why you're going to see a lot of wayward throws.
Doge at quarterback now. We got the Arizona receiver Buckner against Micah Hyde.
good matchup. You see Butler use his size and his strength, got separation, but Hyde just a tremendous break to the ball out of his plan. Hyde's very good when the action's in front of him. Underrated corner. I don't know how he's going to run. The faster he runs at the combine, the earlier he'll be drafted. Right now, projects as a fourth, fifth round guy. Could go earlier if he runs fast. Again, you see just a miscommunication between the receiver and the quarterback there. That's going to happen a lot in the early week. Could probably happen in the game as well.
All right, so we wrap things up here from the wide receiver DB one-on-ones at the West practice on Tuesday. We'll have plenty more coverage here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.